Welcome to Life, Liberty, and Equipped podcast. I'm Greg Davis, founder of Neomag, and a firm believer that life is worth living boldly. Liberty should be used for good, and we all have a calling to be equipped to pursue it. Every week, we'll explore what it means to live with intention and carry the tools and mindset that prepare us for whatever comes. We'll dive into topics around the freedom we cherish, the gear we trust, and the skills that equip us. This is more than a podcast. It's a mission. Life, liberty, and equipped to pursue it. Let's get started, boys. All right. So we are coming to you live on the Neomag YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook accounts. We'll be bringing your live comments into the conversation today. If you're listening to the recorded podcast, you can catch us every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern and be a part of the live. We have multiple ways to get involved with us. You can get involved with us on our Discord server. Link is going to be in the chat and show notes. Nate's going to throw that in here in a minute. And we're also have our Insiders Club. When you go to our website, there's a pop-up that comes up. The neomag.com is a pop-up that comes up, and you can sign up for our Insiders Club. And what that's going to do, that's going to get you exclusive updates, exclusive episodes for our live that we do, exclusive discounts that we're going to give a little bit later in today's episode, and more. So you can go do that. So there's a couple ways to get involved there. Today, co-hosting with me are these two fine gentlemen. We have Nate Hills and Michael Billings. I'm going to give them just a minute to introduce themselves. Nate, you want to start?
Michael can start. I'm trying to type.
He's typing.
Is he doing something? Yeah, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. Well, hello, guys. This is my first official podcast. We had our first episode last week, kind of testing the waters, and here we are this week. So I'm Michael Billings. I am the guy typically behind the camera. The last couple of times you guys have been putting me in front of the camera, but I am that guy. I'm the guy commenting, responding to all your inbox messages, all your comments, all your love, likes, and shares on the social medias and the grams.
Yeah. He does a good job. So all of the content that you see, he's behind everything with it, filming, editing, scheduling, commenting, everything. So a lot of stuff that you see here also had to do with Mike putting that stuff together. So thanks, Mike.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, Nate.
You ready, Nate?
Sure.
He's here.
I'm here. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
No, I'm the general manager here at the Neomag. So generally I manage a lot of stuff. Basically anything day to day is what I do. I help to get our products made, manufactured, packaged, out the door, in the door, scheduled, all of that stuff.
Yeah. Material ordered,
machined, back out for finishing, back in for cleaning, then remanufactured, then packaged, then back out to the door to you. So ultimately for, those of you on the stream that have ordered products from us, hopefully if you're happy with it, it came from me. If you're not, it came from them.
Yeah. All the day-to-day, like you said, flows through Nathan and his team. We got a team of some part-time guys. So he keeps track of all of them, but you also spend a lot of time actually making stuff yourself as well. Yep. A lot of the custom shops,
basically anything custom, I touch or do almost exclusively myself. So if you've ordered a custom shop, I probably assembled it. I probably put it together and I packaged it for you. Most likely. There's a few rare exceptions. Actually, you did most of the limited edition. So thanks to Greg for that. But when it comes to most of our custom shops, I do most of those myself. But yeah, I do build a lot of stuff, but my team does most of it. They do 90% of the work.
So. Yeah.
And a lot of great videos like this morning. We have a good one coming.
Yeah. Sometimes Nate's our
he's gun bunny,
our beautiful busty broad.
It was a one take.
I'm
bearded busty broad.
Bearded busty broad.
What? Busty broad.
I am broad.
Love it. That's where we have that.
Yeah. Hold on.
There it is. Here it comes.
Oh wait, I gotta turn it up.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Make sure I turn it back up.
Welcome.
Yeah, we have sound effects, and well, if you guys have ideas for for sound effects that we need to add to this, you can go ahead and throw them into the chat. So with that said, you guys can, if you are joining us live, whatever platform you are joining us from, you can comment. Nate's going to be keeping track of those comments. He's going to be reading off any of the comments that we want to kind of addressing,
trying to moderate
that sort of thing. It's our first time having, we've gone from just one platform
to three.
So
all in one,
we have no idea what this is going to be like. It might be a complete nightmare and we might not actually be able to, do as much as we want to. So there were a few things. So for those of you who, maybe it's your first time watching, we've been doing a Wednesday live for several months now. It's something we kind of decided on, early in the year that we wanted to be a part of this community, not just this like company that just sells widgets to people, but we want to actually be a part of the company.
Yeah.
We all like to shoot. We all like to train. We like to learn, we like to stay fit, do all these things that, that the rest of our community likes to do. So we want to do that with you guys. And so our kind of the heart behind doing the lives and now doing this live, that is also going to be a podcast, is to try and, be a part of the community and try to give back to you guys. We have some plans. And so, today for our intro episode, we're really going to be kind of going through each of the segments that we were going to be doing more of in the future. We kind of have four main segments we're going to be doing, and each week might look a little bit different. You know, so some weeks we might hit off all four segments. Some weeks we might have a guest on and we just kind of focus on one of them. Maybe something happens, in culture and society or country, something like that. We're like, hey, let's just hit that this week. We're going to kind of be going through these four segments today, introducing you to each of those and kind of the plans for that in the future. And again, we would love to hear you guys' feedback on these things that maybe you're excited for us to go into. If you have ideas for topics for things, if you want to ask us questions, you know, we will, we'll absolutely do, you know, do some Q&A in these segments in this future as well. So with that said, I'm also hoping to have like intros to each one of these segments. It'd be cool to have some kind of like soundbite.
It's coming.
We can pre-record that. We've got all of these fancy mics.
We do have some fancy stuff here. So I don't really have a whole lot right now as far as like cool segue intros. But the first segment we're going to be doing, well, I'll say all these segments revolve around our mission statement. Nate, what's our mission statement?
Life, liberty, and equipped to pursue it.
Yeah. So this is something that we started hitting pretty early on in the year as well. We've had stickers and t-shirts and coins and all kinds of stuff with this mission statement, because it is something that it is the foundation of everything, of why we do everything that we do. It is why we make products we do. It is why we make the content we do. It is why we do everything. And all of that is actually kind of based around our faith as well. So something you're going to hear threaded throughout all these episodes is some of our some of our faith. It's not necessarily going to be like super hard hitting throughout, but I'll get to that as we go through this. So the first segment we're going to be doing is life. That's the first part of our mission statement. Life. So this, and the reason why we put life as the first part of our mission statement, is because we believe that life, our life, your life, is extremely precious and valuable. Indeed. And what you do with your life is extremely important and matters to not just your own life, but hopefully it matters to other people around you. And part of that comes out of Psalm 119. There's a verse for you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. This day has never existed before. God gave us this day right now to experience and to do something with, and we shouldn't just waste it. And that goes for every day. And the people that we are with and we spend time with, the team that we have with us, our family, all that sort of thing. God has made those things. And so we should be good stewards over that thing, those things. So this segment moving forward, is really going to kind of be more just kind of a relaxed conversation, between us, between you guys. This is really where we're going to want a lot of your guys' input, of what's going on in your life. What's a challenge for you? What's going well? How are you putting yourself and investing in those around you, in your community, that sort of thing? So, you know,
he's choking. We're here for you.
If we're going to be going to some kind of community event, like we have ORD coming up pretty soon here, we'll probably take some time to kind of talk about that and what that does and what that means and that sort of thing. So the life segment is going to be just kind of an open topic time and time for us just to kind of chat with each other.
Yeah.
So you guys get to know us.
What's up, Cass?
Hey.
I haven't got to see you at all today. I've been so busy.
No, we're all usually like holed up in our offices and stuff. So it's nice actually to kind of get your guys' thoughts on the, on a segment moving forward?
Oh no, it's a great segment. I mean, I was even thinking, so I was, we've got some comments like Dan from North Coast just said, welcome back. So I wasn't on the live last week, guys. We talked about
me.
I'm sorry. We got Michael on for second or third time last week to replace me, but now he's on permanently. Haha. Oh, he's stuck. But one of the reasons I was off was because I was on vacation. And a key, I think, in all of this is to remember to take a step back sometimes, right? Part of life, we are busy. We're going. We have work. We have responsibility to our family. We have responsibility to those around us, whether it's church or friends or work, whatever those things are. And they take and they take and they take from you. And then sometimes you just need to take a step back and refill your own cup. And that's what I did last week, is just refilling my cup so I could come back here.
I love that.
Yeah. I could come back here and do my job better and be a better father at home and be a better at my church and be better for my friends. And it was huge, right? To just take that week. And I mean, I was basically not available for you guys, which is not something I do often. I wasn't available, basically to anyone, but directly to my family who I was with. And I just took the time. And so it's that kind of thing that we want to talk about when we talk about life, right? Is the importance of things like taking a break and building into your life. It's not all about, I mean, guns are awesome, but it's not all about guns. It's not all about training. Sometimes there's other things out there, like building back into yourself.
Any thoughts on that, Mike?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love the segmentation that we have, that we can focus on our motto and what the company is really about, and then getting back into the community. Yeah, to highlight life. Life has been wild in 2025. There's been so many things that have been challenging across the board, I think, for all of us. And as Nate said, refilling your cup, I absolutely love that, because I've been trying to refill my cup for some time now. And this past week was one of those weeks that's like, I'm not going to be home. Every single day, whether we were in the office, out on the range, after I was off work, I'm back on the range doing content, hanging out with the guys, doing something, I occupied my time. And in that process, it was cool, because a part of me always has a phone, has to do the social media and all that jazz, but I got to be back with friends. Yep. I got to, you know, in a matter of a week's time, go skydiving, go out on the boat, go out on the jet skis, you know, have a bonfire, yep, shoot fireworks, meet new people. And as you said, refill the cup. And, yep, and for me, that was something that it was like an eye opener and quite refreshing to say, yeah, okay, it's actually pouring back into myself just a little bit, even when it sometimes just out of the complete comfort zone, the skydiving part. No, it's, I love it. You can come jump anytime, but you know, getting out with a lot of people and in an environment that you might not know everybody, yeah, but just saying, hey, just be present in the moment, smile, network. And I did, I left with numbers from people I'd never met before, just from being present. And yeah, it's a part of the community. At the end of the day, they're all, you know, prior service cops in the gun industry. One of the gentlemen I actually met, to sum it all up, he won the product from OTOA that we had at the giveaway. He won it, and I'm sitting down next to him. And he's cool. Like, what do you do for work? And I was like, I work for Neomag. He's like super excited about it. So something like that is a great segmentation to lead into just the podcast or even the lives. I know that's something we've been working on with a lot of food. Gelato, don't forget, gelato's coming. Gelato. It will be mentioned many times. But yeah, I love this. I'm super excited to be a part of this. I'm super excited to actually be out here jibber jabbering sometimes, yeah, with you guys.
Just between the three of us, and we're going to have a fourth that'll join us a lot too. Tib, he's hobnobbing around some island somewhere this week. He's on vacation as well.
Refilling his cup.
Yeah. But he'll be joining us in the future. So, but between the four of us, we're all different ages, different life experiences, different places in life, and that sort of thing. So, but yet we're all part of a team here. And so I'm looking forward to kind of seeing how that rolls out in the future. Yeah. It's, this last weekend, I kicked everybody out half day Thursday. And then we had Friday through Sunday off, obviously. And, like, I think I talked about this last time, but July 4th is my favorite. To me, that's just peak summer. Mm-hmm. It's like, that is the epitome of what summer should be. It's patriotism. It's cookouts. It's pool parties. It's super hot out. So me and my family hold ourselves in on Sunday. We were just spent by the time Sunday came, from being around people, which it was great to be around a lot of people all week long. But we got to Sunday, went to church, came home, and we just stayed inside the whole day. We were like, we're just watching movies and going to try not to sweat, 'cause we sweated for like 3 days straight. I'm looking forward to kind of just getting this life segment. You know, one of the reasons why this word also became the leading part is, for me, you know, this company is, I started and it's my baby. And so I put so much time into it. And frankly, it's probably the part of it's the amount of time that we all hear. It's the biggest chunk of our day. You know, we spend more time together than we do, you know, me and AD with our wives and with anybody 100%. Else really. Right. You know, so work is a huge thing. And then when we're on social media, our NeoMag account anyway, like all we see on there is like, is gun industry stuff, gun stuff. Yeah. But the truth of it is the gun stuff, like even for me, is actually a very, very small part of the things that matter to me in my life.
Absolutely.
And even though it might be the thing that I probably put the most time into, it's not the most important part of my life. So just getting together, talking life is what the first segment's going to be about.
And I don't know if it's a baby anymore, you know, 10 years old, that we're close to high school now, right?
Yeah. We just hit 10.
A young adolescent.
It still feels like a very moody teen a lot of times. So I think we're out of the infant stage. We're just in a really angry teen stage is what it feels like.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out our video for some reason. Everyone can hear us. Great. But our video is frozen for some reason. Sorry. Okay. Huh. Sorry, guys. Technical video issues. Have to
update that Wi-Fi even more.
I don't know if it's that or not.
I don't know.
Hopefully it comes back. Well, as long as I got the audio, that's really what matters. All right. So the next segment is going to be liberty. This is the second part of our mission statement, life, liberty. When we think liberty, especially as Americans, we think of freedom. And, you know, we just came out of 4th of July weekend and we think of just all the sacrifice that it took and all the decisions that it made, that our forefathers made and everything to get us to the point where we have the liberties we do and the freedom we do. However, to me, the word liberty in our mission statement is a lot bigger than that. It is a God-given liberty that we have, not one given to us by any government, but by our Creator. And so 1 Peter 2:16 says, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. So using our freedom, and really this scripture isn't even really talking about like a physical freedom. It's talking about a spiritual freedom that we have, but using the freedoms that we have, both spiritual and physical, to do good things and to serve. And that's really what our freedom should be used for, is doing good for others, not using it to cover up evil, which is like, you know, for example, is like, you know, just, you know, I have this freedom so I can do these evil things, and I can cover up these evil things by saying, hey, it's okay because we're free and I can do that. So
it's like saying I have the money to get away with it.
Yeah. You know, and you might, you know, if you can drive in the fast lane all the time and just pay off those speeding tickets, and sure, I guess you have the freedom for that, but are you doing good by doing that? Who are you serving by doing that? So that's this liberty section to me is probably going to be one of the most complicated, because there's a lot of different directions that we can go with this. But one of my, I think the one idea that got me the most excited about this is using this segment to talk about navigating using our freedom and liberties in today's world to serve. Actually, Nate, there's something flashing on the camera.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a battery. Do have another battery here. If it's what's flashing there. Oh, I just stopped flashing. Hold on. It's going to come back. Yeah. Well, keep going here.
Technical difficulties.
They still have audio, right? Okay. So yeah, this is our first time. So we are going to have some kinks. This is our first time using I think it just died. Right, we're going to get a new battery in the camera. Yep. It's underneath that side. Nate, there's a little trap door. Push it, flaps down.
There it is.
I thought since it's plugged into a USB that it would
charge it the entire time.
Yeah. I got backup.
Backup's coming. Camera's coming.
We're going to try to get this camera back up. All right. So, but to continue. So, there's a lot of stuff going on in our world, right? This year is kind of as crazy as ever. All right. We got video back up over here. Hopefully it's for everybody.
Nice. Welcome back.
If you're live, let us know if you can see us now. So, there's a lot going on in the world there and, it just keeps getting crazier. So how do we, as people who believe
we're back,
yay. How do we, as people who believe that our freedom should be used for good, how are we using that to serve those around us? And how are we using those things in the crazy world that we have? There are wars, there is unrest, there's political division. There's all sorts of things that we don't necessarily have to get into like partisan stuff. This is just, hey, this is going on. How can we be a part of serving others? Some of the other things that we can do in this segment is bring in some other people who do serve, whether that is, you know, if you're law enforcement, you are, you're EMT, you are, I don't know, you're a judge, you know, who knows who we could possibly get on here. Maybe you're a pastor from a local church, something like that. Right. So how are we using our freedoms to help others? And we can bring other guests into that as well. We can definitely talk about policy. We can talk about current events, that sort of thing. So yeah. What's your guys' thoughts on this liberty section? How do you guys think that we could use?
Sorry, I was distracted by the camera.
You've been busy. What's your thoughts, Michael?
Oh gosh. I'm put under the gun again. So here we go.
Sorry, Mike.
Liberty. I like the concept of, again, sticking to the motto and what we want to go with there, or where we want to go with that is completely open. I think this is a very open section for us to always have a diverse choice on topics. And even to consider, again, liberty ties into the freedom and what's going on in the world. We don't have to be so political about it, but it's recognizing our surroundings, recognizing what's going on in our environment, which will lead into the next segment, which I'm kind of excited about from some of my notes from what we did this weekend with the 4th of July and the fireworks show. But I'm kind of excited about this segment to see where our listeners, where our viewers, and where they want to let it kind of flow to. I'm curious to see what everybody tuning into wants to lead this segment into. I think that'll open it up a lot more for us to kind of refine as we go. But I know we're going to have so much just from all of our experience with liberty and how we break this down for our motto. It's going to be a good segment.
Yeah. I mean, I like the fact that we're going to approach it not just from politics.
I got you if you choke.
Yeah, no, I mean, but seriously though, like it is much broader. There's a lot more to it. There is a much wider perspective than just the politics of all of it and how we can discuss it. I like the perspective of bringing our audience into it and what our perspective is on the topic, but also what they have to bring to the table. You know, we have a, I'm not going to say captive audience, but we have a active audience. We have a lot of people that have,
you guys rock, and girls,
opinions and ideas and thoughts and people that we value that we get to talk to on a weekly basis and hopefully more frequent than that, that have thoughts on this subject that aren't just politically based, that aren't just even religiously based. It's personal freedom, all of that, which I really think will be fun to explore moving forward, which will be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, this is something we've done these kind of would you rather questions. And well, maybe some of the, I don't know, we might still make some time in the future for some of the kind of dumb questions. You know,
they're the best openers.
They are fun, but I think this segment could be one of those where, you know, it's a would you rather question, but it's maybe a little more serious. You know, would you rather don't know. I did not think of an example of this. Would you rather do, you know, hey, this is happening in the world. Would you rather do A or would you rather do B? You know, and we can put that question to you guys and it really get you guys involved in that. That's really what we want out of all these segments is to get you guys involved. So I think, you know, looking at maybe some of these kind of hot topics and kind of going there, I do think a lot of our demographic that is going to be watching this, we're all probably somewhat like-minded. I obviously there's going to be some differences,
sure.
But sure. For the most part, I think, you know, if you're watching this, especially now, it's because you've probably already been watching us and you know NeoMag and
they're part of the family.
Yeah.
And, hope so.
And so you are in on the Life Liberty Equipped thing. So with that as a segue, our third segment is going to be
equipped.
I'm really excited about this segment as well. I've said that about every segment, but I think this is,
I think it'd be wrong if you weren't excited about,
I've talked to so many people over the last, especially over the weekend. Like I've been telling people, they'll come up to me like, "Hey, how are you doing? I'm great. Want to know about our podcast we're going to do?" Like that's how excited I'm
on a podcast now, guys.
It's
I'm famous
because we actually have some more purpose to this, and I'm really excited. I really hope that brings a lot of value. So, with that said, the equipped section. Oh man, there's so much that we can do here. Let me throw you this verse out though. It says, "Be watchful." This is one of my favorites. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. There's a checklist there. It says, "Let all that you do be done in love." So this is pretty similar to the other verses too, where like, what are we doing for others? And in order for us to be watchful, to stand firm in faith, act like men and be strong, there's work that needs to go into each one of those things. You don't just naturally do those things. There is effort that goes into each one of those things, and being equipped to do those things is what this segment's going to be all about. So this is going to be talking about practical tools, skill set, knowledge, empowering you guys in your pursuit of life and liberty. And so we can be talking about physical gear. Oh, we got another light flashing again.
Yeah, I saw that.
No. And
the battery's going to die. We may lose.
Things chewing through batteries.
No.
We may lose the visuals, but we will keep going with the audio. So if we lose you guys, I apologize. So with the equip segment here, we're going to be talking maybe gear stuff. Our other guy that's not here, Tib, is a gear guy. He has a YouTube channel all about gear. And so we may bring Tib in and say, "Hey Tib, what's the latest thing that you have done a review on?" And we can talk gear and that sort of thing. So is it overheating?
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
That's why we need that Sony.
The Sony overheats too. We need a fan on.
We fixed
it. It is warm in here.
Yeah, it is a little toasty.
So we might be talking about physical gear, doing reviews. With that said, Mike actually reminded me, we have a bundle coming up here. Nate's crawling on the ground. We might,
I can't see Nate. We have a bundle
coming out on Friday. Every month we like to bundle a couple products together. We like to bundle one of our products with an outside product that works together. And this month we have something very similar. So this Friday we are launching, we haven't actually technically named it yet, but we are going to be including a Live the Creed pocket med kit. We love these things. I've been using these for a long time. I have one in my mountain bike.
Oh, backpack. They're the greatest things
ever. I have one in my daily backpack. I have them everywhere. There's everything from a little boo-boo band-aid kit in there to, I think it's like what's a real stretchy,
SWAT tee.
It has a SWAT tee.
Are you talking about the SWAT T tourniquet in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a SWAT T.
Yeah. There's a SWAT T in there. There's a bunch of really things in here in a very small package. And then we have our plus up panel.
The best panel ever.
Plus up.
Very, very lightweight, strong panel that comes with some shock cord and some elastic. I'm sorry, shock cord and some Velcro strap that you can attach things to this, including the pocket med kit. So we're going to bundle those together. We've not figured out.
Are we
What?
Are we throwing the tourniquet in with it too?
I wasn't planning on it, but we
never mind.
We didn't
make,
do that.
Possibly make that as an option.
Possibly.
Yeah, we may throw
keep your eyes out on the bundle for Friday.
I think the mic muted Nate right at that moment. I think happened.
Yeah, we may throw one more thing in with this. We may throw a full size tourniquet within it.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how the pricing works out. We've done this week's been crazy. We've not got to this yet, but we are launching this bundle. So, in a future episode, we would go in more depth about what comes into this thing and
the name,
its name and its pricing and all stuff like that. We haven't got that for you, but we have picked the stuff that we're going to
get the stuff
and for the bundle
we're going to put together.
We're all set.
But yeah, that bundle, so guys, Live the Creed, we've been selling their pocket bundle for 3 years, something like that. Okay. If you guys don't know them, go check them out. Livethecreed.com. They're fantastic. It's an awesome, they make primarily medical supplies, but they just have awesome stuff across the board. Really, really love their stuff. Go check them out. But that pocket bundle kit I've got, like Greg, I have one, in my backpack, in my range bag. I have a couple of them. They're super convenient, super cool to use. They're really, really nice. So, definitely convenient.
Everywhere.
Yeah. They're definitely
ones in convenient. The truck too. Like they're everywhere.
Yeah. So, they're not terribly expensive, especially when it comes to medical, because medical, generally speaking, medical is just expensive.
Yeah. It's super expensive.
So it's not bad. And it's easy to refill, especially if you're one to use boo-boo stuff.
Over here we got, so I just turned the camera from 4K to HD. So that should help with the overheating.
Okay. Slow it down. Okay.
All right. So here's a little pocket med kit. If you're watching, it is, they have a real nice, what is this?
Squadron.
Yeah. Squadron material that they sew. There's a Velcro. You guys heard that on there.
There's
Velcro on the inside. You have, some latex gloves. You have, some dressings, some quick clot dressings, which are awesome. If you got to pack a wound, here's your boo-boo kit. We've got some Bactitracin. I never say that right. Yeah. Something like that. There's some different size, Band-Aids in here. To be honest, this is the stuff that I use. I go all through
the
like crazy.
Yeah, the micro time. First aid.
I have three kids. They always need boo-boos. You have younger kids. They always need boo-boos. I cut myself constantly on things that I don't notice. I go through these things like crazy. I have refilled. I've never used this other stuff in here, but I have gone through this thing many times. I get back from mountain biking. I get back to my car and I look down and I'm like, where's all this blood coming from? I can bandage myself up. And then, yeah, there's a packaged SWAT tee in there. So very handy, lightweight. They call it pocket. You would have to have some pretty bulky pockets, really.
Yeah, but it's still a nice compact kit.
Yeah, it's great. Cargo pocket, something like that. Toss it in your pocket.
There is some Molly cuts on the backside, so you could use our Alias. I've actually done that on one of these. I attach it with the Alias Molly, mm-hmm. Molly adapter. I'll actually put this in my backpack unfolded because it's just thinner that way. So very, very nice, handy piece of kit that we are going to save you guys some money on. So there you go. There's a little bit of some gear talk in our equip segment. But hey,
I have a quick question from somebody, and I know it's not, doesn't fit the section, but we have people jumping in and out. So I'm going to ask the question. So Billy from Make Ready. Hi, Billy. We saw you were in and out.
Billy.
He did ask, what days or schedule will this podcast be airing? We will say this will be posted on YouTube. I don't know. Will we post it on Instagram as a live and Facebook?
I don't know
live?
If it's going to stay on there or not.
Okay.
But
we'll see.
The audio of this will be on pretty much all of your favorite podcast outlets, Apple, Spotify. A bunch of different podcast outlets. So
I'm going to text Tibbs.
This video will definitely stay on YouTube. I'm not sure. I don't think it's going to stay on Facebook and Instagram. I think it's
24 hours and then it goes. I think you can potentially save it. It's hard to download sometimes. But
it's on YouTube.
After it records, when will we post it on those?
So the video will be immediate. Yep. I am hoping to have the audio for this up by Friday.
There we go.
I'm going to try to do as little editing to this as I can, maybe just crop off the ends and throw it up there.
Boom.
So hopefully by Friday, I'll have the audio up as a podcast. So
there you go, Billy.
Leading into this. Oh,
yeah,
total collapse.
I like that.
So I actually pose a question. I think you posed this question this past week after the July 4th parade, but this kind of leads right into our equip segmentation. The 4th of July parade, there was so many people, more people than I thought Wadsworth had
a great thing,
even around
15,000. John just told us, she thinks 15,000 right. people.
So I walked downtown because I didn't want to have the commotion of trying to get my vehicle in and out and the roads being blocked off. It was super close for me. I had my gun, my Neomag, a light. I had extra stuff right on me. But here's my question for you. Cause even after I walked it, what would you carry in that situation? Cause obviously we're not going in, like I'm not going in there looking for a gunfight. I'm not going in there, anything like that, but I am caring to defend myself in all cases of emergency or someone else that may need that assistance. But I also don't want to become the target with so many people, cause I'm probably not the only one in Ohio, the Ohioans that are carrying. So what would you bring? I think we talked about that the other night too.
That's great. Great topic. Quick, let me pause that real quick though. Nate, can you put up our insider discount code?
Yes, I can.
It's going to be part of the, of our equipment segment. Our discount code, which will take, should take 20% off for our insiders, is Target Saver. One
word. Target Saver.
Target Saver. That'll expire end of the day tomorrow. If you are an insider, when you go to, you have to be logged into your account for that code to work. If you're not an insider, again, go to our website, theneomag.com, click on that pop-up, sign up for insiders. That'll also give you a 15% off discount code. So you're actually going to have two codes to use. The 15% does not expire, I don't believe, but the 20% does. So go ahead and use that. We just launched a new Neomag a couple weeks ago. We got some really cool gear in there. So want to make sure that we give our insiders that discount code. But yeah, to that. So I'd actually, so I was there as well. And I'm sitting in my lawn chair looking at a sea of people. So they actually blocked off the whole downtown. There were maybe a dozen food trucks out there. There's lines of people waiting at these food trucks. There's a church downtown. One of the guys is like up on, there's like this awning out front. There's a guy standing up there throwing candy. He's just being a DJ, throwing candy, getting people dancing, having a good time. There's just people everywhere. It was a blast. But one of my first thoughts is because I was carrying as well. I'm a spare in my Neomag, but I had this moment of, I forgot medical. And my mind immediately went to, there have been, especially overseas, I'm trying to think like in Germany or something like that. There've been people driving cars into these big groups of people and killing a ton of people.
Yep.
Injuring a lot of other people. A firearm is not going to save anybody unless you can shoot through that windshield and stop that guy. Chances are.
And then the words around going there after too.
It's so just like truthfully a firearm in that scenario, as I'm looking around at 15,000 people, if I fire a shot in any one direction, I'm probably gonna hit other people. I'm carrying, but that is not even one of my first resorts of what I'm probably going to need then.
I actually have a story if you want to continue, but I have a story about that.
So I had actually posted, I walked the whole way across. I did like a time lapse and I posted a story on the Neomag Instagram. And I just put the question up, what's your preparedness in a situation like this? And truthfully, I think I only got one response, which I was a little disappointed in. We can be aware, we can bring stuff. The pocket med kit and a tourniquet, is it better than nothing? But if somebody takes a vehicle through that place, you're going to have to choose one of 50 people to put that on. And obviously if it's you or your family, they're first, but then who's the next person to put that on? And then,
and thankfully we have to give credit to the Wadsworth and the town for taking care of everything like that, because I could be wrong on this, but the street signs were down as well. So you couldn't tell what street was what, which was something that I recognize, and maybe they were there. I just didn't see them, but that was something that's new. And I took mental note of that, but they had dump trucks. They had big
vehicles
blocking it off. So if you're going to try to come through, you're going to hit something that's probably immovable. So definitely got to give credit to them, but that's definitely something to take into consideration. But the amount of people, it's again, not a gun. It's the trampling, it's the injuries, and it's, what do you do? You know, and that's the question, I guess, as I pose to you guys, and we'd had this conversation prior, but what would you do in a situation with 15,000 people, you know, there's 100 people to your right, to your left, and then a situation of chaos ensues or an emergency happens where there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of moving bodies and panic. What would you do in that scenario, or what would you have? Yep. Nonetheless, yeah. I think
if you're watching, listening, throw those comments in here.
Yeah. Well, no. So for me, I was, like I said, I was on vacation. I was down, in Louisville, Kentucky, for the fireworks. My family and the family I was on vacation with, we went to Louisville for the fireworks. We were right on the river. We'd spent the afternoon / evening at a restaurant, and game yard, and we'd had some drink stuff. So I did not carry, because I had some drinks and I don't mix the two. But I had my Victos, a little Victos bag, as, the YouTube comments like to call it, my little purse. And I had, you know, a tourniquet and my Live the Creed, pocket trauma kit in there, as well as, you know, my normal flashlight and wallet keys, all that stuff. But we were sitting down by the river, for the fireworks. Fireworks were kicking off, and I was looking around, I was thinking about stuff, and we were actually sitting essentially under an overpass. The river, the highway goes right by the river, and the park sits underneath the highway. And as we were sitting there and the fireworks going off, I'm thinking about all of the, I was thinking about all the things that could happen. And then fireworks are probably 10 minutes from ending, and a whole demographic, or you can take my word for what they are. A whole demographic stood up and walked out. The females were wearing particular things that tell you exactly what demographic they are. And they all stood up and walked out, and I panicked.
Yeah.
And I was trying not to freak out my friends and their kids and my wife and my kids. But, my brain went into just, okay, what's going to happen? What's going on? What do we do?
What's coming next?
What's the egress? What should I be looking for? Oh, wait, we're right under an overpass. Is somebody going to drive over this overpass into this crowd of, I mean, there were 20,000-30,000 people sitting in this park watching the fireworks and everything, which was awesome, by the way. Don't get me wrong. It was a really fun event. It was really cool to see. But everything went into overdrive. All of the thoughts. I'm like, my little pack's not going to do anything. I can barely fix the people I'm with, one or two of them, much less anybody here. So then it was just, how can I get them out? How can I egress? Because that's my next best option, is I can get them. Okay. I know there's cops over there. I know there's paramedics over there. Here's where I'm going, you know, to exit with my family. And I think that was my next best plan, was just what is my egress route? Where am I going? Nothing ended up happening. It was all good. Apparently they just wanted to leave. I don't know.
Beat the traffic.
Yeah. But they did it at a perfect time when there's explosions happening. So, you know, yeah. I went into panic mode, but,
I think just being aware, like you were aware.
Oh, yeah.
You're keeping an eye out. I think that's a big thing. Your spidey sense, your Peter Tingle.
Oh yeah. 100%.
That's one of those that you have to have a key moment with a sound, the Peter Tingle. Peter Tingle.
Yeah.
Let's circle back to that one.
Yeah. And, my wife, after the fact, she goes, what was going on? Like, why were you, you know, freaking out? And I was like, I explained the whole thing, because she asked, and she's like, oh, well, that makes sense. I'm like, yeah, I didn't want to make it a big deal. I'm not going to pick everybody up.
Right.
You don't want to cause panic.
No, I didn't want to make it a thing, but I also was like, well, I'm going to be as aware as I can be. And the minute something may happen, I can be, we're up, we're out, we're leaving everything behind. Pick up the kids. Let's go.
We're looking around as we're walking the crowd or scanning the crowd, like eyeing everything and noticing every little detail. And they're over there with their funnel cakes, you know, happy La La Land, you know, the memes and the reels.
Yep.
It's kind of funny, but I mean, and I won't keep this one very long, but this is another great thought process to add to that is, as you have kids, right? Or as you have a family, like the dynamic changes absolutely completely. Like your whole focus wasn't like, I'm not going for a firefight. I'm not going to be a savior for all these other people. If I can come back and help people, I will.
Sure.
But what is my plan is to get my family to safety, to egress, find a location to say, hey, my family's hurt. I've got them to paramedics. I've got them somewhere that can be fast suited for medical aid or anything in that regard. So most events are going to have those paramedics and EMTs on standby. And that's something I don't think a lot of people take into consideration. Sometimes they're just like, all right, like I'm ready for that next situation that I'm going to be right in the middle of it. And I'm like, no, like a fight. Every time you get in a fight, everybody walks away with an injury, right? I don't want to be there. I want to be out.
Yeah. I had two little kids. My friends have two kids, a 9 and a 13-year-old, right? Like, I'm getting them away. Yeah. That's the only thing I can do.
It's nice when your kids are the size that you can just scoop both of them up.
Oh yeah.
I have three that are like grown up.
You got some gains.
I'm not scooping up three of my kids.
No.
I will say, so we picked it. I picked a spot that, I felt had a good exit. We were kind of towards one end of the whole group of people, which I just want to say it's a crap sandwich no matter where you're at. So it depends on where the bad thing goes down. You know, is being on the outskirts the bad idea? Cause that's going to be the first place that a truck's going to hit.
I'll say that's where we were, but at the same time, we might be the first.
But being in the middle of it, of 15,000 people, seems like a bad idea too. So I picked a spot that was more towards the outside edge. We were right next to a big church. So it was a big brick building on right to our right. It was 10 yards away. And then right behind me was a food truck, and my back was kind of to the outskirts of it a little bit, just cause that's kind of the direction that we had to face for the fireworks. But then I could see the entire rest of the event in front of me. So my thought was, I don't know, if a vehicle comes in here, I'm kind of protected by this big building and by this food truck. I don't know. It was an easy out there. If we had to bug out, we were on the outskirts, so it was going to be easy to bug out. So that was kind of my plan of action. Cause again, a firearm in that situation is going to do me very, very little good.
You become the threat so quick to somebody else trying to stop the quote unquote threat because they don't know. I think that's the great thing about this is in the segment, we're talking about equipped. And as we're not even mentioning so much all the gear that we carry, the focus that we can take away from this is the mental situation awareness. Mindset. It's just like the mindset of going into this saying, okay, I'm here to have a good time, but I also want to be aware of what's going on around me. Just on the off chance, because I have a responsibility. For me, it's just me. You know, I could run a marathon, but for guys or anybody that has a family and kids, there's a huge responsibility that comes into being equipped both mentally, physically, and with the equipment that we provide. This is a sponsorship moment by Neomag. Go check us out. www.theneomag.com.
Yeah. So, this is this segment is also a place where I would love to bring in some other experts into this, bring in people who specialize in medical. I think Pingelin mentioned that he wants to carry medical, but he needs training. Absolutely. So training is one of those things I like to bring into this. We're going to be a little limited on what we can train you on, especially if you're just listening to the podcast, but just bringing other experts in these things. But there's even more than gear and skill and tactical skill sets. Heck, we can also get into what's financial
literacy.
Yeah. Financial literacy is a very important thing. Communication techniques. There's fitness. There can even be what's other podcasts that you guys are listening to?
Pizza in my mouth. What?
What are books that you're reading that you would suggest? What are other podcasts that you listen to?
100%.
There is so much that we can be doing to equip ourselves that we can do in this segment. I really think moving forward, this is probably potentially going to be one of the longest segments of.
I can see that happening for sure.
Of us moving forward.
I just want to say for the record, the real Firefig on Instagram says we need chairs, and I agree with him.
I like standing. I like being able to.
This is the camera adds 10 pounds, so I look super jacked standing up. So I love it.
I sit at the desk most of the day. I'm looking forward to standing. Yeah. And he actually has a standing desk. Of all the people to not complain, it's the guy with the standing desk.
I stand all day, so it would be nice to sit.
That is true. That is true.
He's like, the one moment, I still have to stand.
All right. So moving into our last segment, faith and fuel.
That. No,
no, not that one. That was not the only one I had in here
that was not the one
that I thought could work.
I feel like I need to have a wand and a fairy.
Faith and fuel.
Wait, right. What was that?
Yes. So
that's better.
That's pretty decent.
I'm hoping to get some sound. If you guys have ideas of sound effects to use and for these segments, I'm all ears. All right. So the last one, faith and fuel, like I said in the beginning, I think anybody who's watched us or known of us for even a week, hopefully has seen or encountered that we are, I am a God believing, God fearing follower of Jesus. And so literally everything I do in my company, in the people I surround myself with, and the way that we ship our products, the way that I run my meetings, everything is done prayerfully and has a purpose. You know, one of the questions that I, well, not necessarily a question, it's usually like an accusation that, I'll say every now and then for somebody is like, you know, why can't you just leave your faith, you know, elsewhere and just do business? Like, what is, you know, what does your faith have to do with any of this? And I want to reply with
everything,
literally everything, literally everything. This is, and my faith is not something that's just a Sunday morning thing. It is how I start every day. It is how I finish every day. And it is what I try to surround myself with all throughout the day. So, last year, beginning of the year, I started doing a minute message. Me and Mike would work on a minute message. It's just a minute long devotional that I would post on Sundays. I've been a little more sporadic this year doing it, but I did not miss a single week last year doing it. And it was really cool this year.
I've 52 weeks straight.
I missed a few, but what I'm hoping maybe this, that I don't think this is necessarily take its place, but it's definitely going to help, especially on the weeks when.
Yeah, no, it can't take its place.
But, so faith and fuel. And I called it that, because I believe that our faith should be what fuels all of these things. Our life, our liberty, and the pursuit of these things should be fueled by our faith. And so, and our spiritual fitness, this is something else that I would challenge people with. If you have faith, that should be the most important of all this stuff, because your spiritual fitness is the most important thing. Is just preparing for eternal, you're preparing for eternity rather than just all these other things are kind of just preparing for today and tomorrow and maybe the next 10 years. So the verse I picked for today, Hebrews 4:12, says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." I believe that scripture itself is alive and moving and is challenging. I think it's one of the reasons why people push back on it so much. Like, I could probably pull out some comment about, I don't even politics, and some people are going to get, maybe get worked up or whatever. But as soon as I bring up God, as soon as I bring up scripture, that gets people even more aware. And I believe what that is they might not know it, but I believe that that's kind of the spirit working in you saying, hey, this is important. This is big. Sure. And that's why. And if you don't know what to do with that information, then I think, for some people just taking offense to it is the first place they go. And so, just going back to the scripture, it is living and active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts to the division and pierces to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow. Just when you think about that, like, that is to our core, and it finishes up and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. I think that's the other thing, is when we throw scripture out, when we talk about God, it challenges our heart and our intentions, because what we say, what we do is an outpour of what is in our hearts. And if in our heart is anger and hurt, I'm sure you've heard the line, hurting people hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And
I use that one unfortunately frequently.
Yeah, right. And it's just, because if that's what's within us, that's what's going to come out of us. And so when you get that challenge, when scripture challenges you, you can either fight it or you can accept that I need something bigger than myself. And the word of God is that thing. And that is, I'll open up to you guys. What's your guys' thoughts on that? If any comments or anything on that that's coming in. Any thoughts on that?
I mean, I have thoughts.
Do you want me to lead it?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh gosh. Again. It's the third you time asked. Today. He's putting me.
You literally asked.
I threw myself on the spot. So, this will give you a second to think about it, because I know it's going to be a good response for it. But faith and fuel. So spiritual fitness, that's for me, that's the one that I'm struggling with the most sometimes. You guys know a lot of what's going on in my life personally, and I'm super grateful for you being here, and I'm super grateful for everything. I mean, you talk about the company and what you do with the company. Like you brought me a daily scripture. So every day I'm reading. You know, you got me a Bible, 'cause I couldn't find my Bible. So the little things like that make such a significant impact that even when you're struggling in life, whether it be mentally, physically, ailments, or whatever it may be, financial struggles, to have that support system with a company that you work for, to have that support system with a friend and people that you can call family is, I'm not going to cry, I promise, but it brings so much joy and faith back to the heart, where sometimes faith is the hardest thing to hold on to. Like, you want to, but then everything goes the opposite direction of how you envisioned it. And in that time frame, you just want to go negative. And like you said, hurt people. And it's so true. And trying not to be hurt or being surrounded by people that see the hurt, but won't give up on you because their faith is so strong that God moves through them to you and touches you. That speaks volume. So for me, I love this segment. It's probably the most challenging segment personally for me and in my life personally, across the board, but it is also the fuel that says you can't quit and you have to keep going. So, this one's going to be a tough one, I think, just across the board for people in general. I mean, we're seeing the comments, on YouTube about people being hurt and about hardships in life and trusting people. So if anything, maybe you can learn through me as I'm going through my own journey in life and my own spiritual journey, and, a direct reflection of you guys, even Tibbs, who's not here, but now I'm podcast famous because he's not podcast famous yet. Probably is, but, nope. Even with him, like, to have you guys there is something, I think everybody needs, but I think more men need. And that's my tangent, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the segment overall, I mean, I kind of talked about it with life. We were talking about like refilling your cup. That just got much more.
Refill the cup. I turned you up because you weren't talking into it, but now I'm going to turn you back down.
There you go. Talked about it earlier, but refilling your cup. A big part of refilling your cup, at least in my life, is that spiritual aspect of it, which is what this is all about, is the fuel of your life. And the fuel in my case, and is that faith, right? In particular, that scripture, I don't mean to take out the middle section, but if you take, for the word of God is living and active and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. You know, the middle section saying sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and the spirit, of joints and of marrow. Not to say that that's not important, but I like to take that first section, for the word of the God is living and active and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Cause it is the intentions and the thoughts of the heart that are driving your life, and it's driving your, motivations. It's driving who you are. And if that isn't based on the word of God, if that isn't the thing that is fueling all of it, then there isn't a point. There's not fuel. I don't know what you're running off of.
Well, you're going to find fuel because God made us to need something in our lives, and God made us want purpose and to want,
right,
to want to do things. So, but if it's not God, we're going to find something else. We're going to find things to fill that void in our lives. And unfortunately nothing will truly fill it. It might give us a quick high, you know, I was watching Michael skydiving, and I'm like, I kind of want to do that.
You have to do it.
I kind of want to do it. And that would, I'm sure that would bring a really cool high. And it'd be something I would probably not stop talking about for like a week, but eventually it would just be
a thing you did.
Yeah. It'd be a thing I did. And that's kind of what we do with maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a hobby. Maybe it's money. Maybe there are so many things that in itself aren't bad things. God gave us all those things. God made, believe it or not, God made sex. God made relationships. God allows money to happen and to exist. None of those things inherently themselves are bad, but when we put those things above God and those things become our idols and those things become what we chase after to fulfill us, then we're just going to keep chasing something that's not going to fulfill us. Yeah. Whereas being fueled by a faith in something that we cannot see, but we know is going to come, which is a definition of faith, then there is something greater than us that we're chasing after. And so my hope in this segment moving forward is that we can kind of talk, you know, I'll pick a verse that I think, I'm going to try for the most part. It might not always have to do with the mission statement, but it might. And, but just kind of for us to just talk about, like, you know, why is, you know, how are we doing with this?
Yep.
Is this valid? Is this hard? You know, just all those questions. And hopefully we get some people commenting back on these things too. And frankly, I'm okay. If you say, hey, I think this is all BS and you guys are crazy, I welcome those comments too.
That's okay.
Because
we can talk about,
frankly,
it.
we all probably started there, and we all even still have moments. I'm a firm believer. Every now and then those doubts come in, and we fight them off, but
we can talk about it.
Yeah. So I've no problem with it either. I really hope that this segment doesn't turn people away. If you end the episode, if you listen to the first three segments, but not this one, that's your prerogative. But I hope that even if you don't necessarily believe, that maybe there's something in this segment that can encourage you and equip you. And that's my hope with this segment.
Yeah. And guys on YouTube that are responding, we see your comments, although we're not as active today on the response, keep them pouring in. That's absolutely what we want to see. And what we're talking about in this faith and fuel, like temperance, like these are challenging aspects of our life to be able to have those attributes and those qualities, to be able to have good temperaments, talents, and convictions to have strong faith. So, we're not neglecting you guys. We're trying to respond on all three platforms today.
Yeah, we'll definitely take a little more space and more time in the future to bring in your guys' comments today. We kind of want to just kind of introduce what this is going to be all about.
Yep.
In the future.
And as a reminder, if you're listening, if you're a podcast listener, we are currently streaming this on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. So if you want to have the full experience, yeah, come watch us on one of those platforms while we stream these live.
And again, you can also find us on Discord. The link should be in the show description for the podcast. I'm going to try to do that. So if you're watching live, it was also in there, but
yep.
I don't know. I think you guys ready to kind of wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Guys, thanks for tuning in to Life, Liberty, and Equipped. If today's conversation challenged you, encouraged you, or helped you get more equipped to pursue your mission, share with a friend, drop a comment, and please leave us a review. Those reviews are how this podcast is going to be found and how people are going to know that this exists and can help them out.
Don't forget, we go live on the Neomag YouTube channel, so be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so you can be part of the next live show.
And if you guys are not already part of the Neomag Insiders Club, now's the time. Get early access to Neomag gear, exclusive content, and front row seat to everything we're building.
Until next time, live boldly, stand for liberty, stay equipped. We'll see you guys soon. Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.